Grace, mercy, and peace be with you here this day from our triune God. So if you wanted to keep track, let's say, of your Lenten fasting, or if you wanted to maybe try your hand at reading through the entire four Gospels in the New Testament in 40 days, or if you have a smartphone and you wanted to set it to remind you of when the seven offices of the days are upon us, well, there's an app for that. In fact, there's an app for just about everything, I think, these days. In fact, more than 1.5 million of them out there. And there are also a number of apps to help us through our Lenten journey as well. For example, there is an app that's called the CRS Rice Bowl app, which will help you to do things like keep track of your praying during the day and fasting and giving, as well as your practice of self-discipline. It comes with all kinds of little stories that pop up on your phone as well. Stories of hope and encouragement, suggestions about where you could give your alms, and it even contains some recipes for meatless meals that maybe you would like to try if you're giving up meat for Lent. And maybe if you're looking for something, like, say, a little less Roman Catholic than that, you can always download another app that's called Habit Maker, Habit Breaker. And this app helps you to lose some of those bad habits, maybe, that you have wanted to give up this year during the season of Lent, like perhaps giving up sweets or watching too much television or do away with alcohol or soda pop or meditate more often. In fact, you can set it for just these 40 days of Lent, and it will keep track of your progress and will even offer you positive messages of reinforcement each day. So the slogan of this app is, change your habits, change your life. Jesus certainly understood, I think, the connection between personal habits and quality of life, which is why I believe he watched his own behavior very carefully during these 40 days that he was out in the wilderness. He made a set of choices that can certainly become, for us, maybe habits and change our life as well for the better. And although Jesus didn't actually sit down and write a program for our smartphones, what he did do was to give us some guidelines and some social support for resisting temptation when it comes upon us. So as we apply here these teachings of Jesus now to our own lives, as revealed to us in this morning's gospel reading, we might say that we're apping ourselves towards holiness. So, take for example the app, the Trust God and Not Self app. Well, Luke tells us that Jesus was tempted here for 40 days by the devil, and during that period of time, Jesus ate nothing. So when those 40 days were finally over, Luke tells us he was famished. And the devil says to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread. Note here that the devil is making a pretty reasonable request overall. And Jesus is, in fact, the Son of God. And he certainly had the power to turn stones into bread. He's famished, and a loaf of bread would certainly have given him some energy that he probably needed at that moment to keep on serving God. And in addition to this, the idea of bread in the wilderness has this kind of a nice ring to it, since that's what God provided to the people of Israel through the gift of manna when they were 40 years in the wilderness. But Jesus says no to this temptation because he's already in a habit of trusting God and not himself. He is performing this miracle. Then he, if he was to perform this miracle, then he'd be serving rather his own needs instead of allowing God to provide for him. And so in response to the devil's quoting a line from the book of Deuteronomy, that very same reminder, by the way, that the Israelites heard that God, when God provided them bread in the wilderness, Jesus says, one does not live by bread alone. And instead, we are to live by trusting what God says and what God does. Or what about this app, the Serve Only God app? In the second temptation, the devil shows Jesus all of the kingdoms of the world here. The tempter says, to you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours. And this too, when you stop to think about it, seems like a rather reasonable proposal here. I mean, think of all of the good that Jesus could do if he had authority over these kingdoms of the world. With a single command, he could have then eliminated poverty throughout the world, or disease, or hunger, or injustice, or violence, or abuse. But there is that one little catch. Jesus must first worship the devil. In other words, he must bargain with the power of evil. And for Jesus, such a price is just too high, even if a greater good could be accomplished in the world if he had done it. So once again, Jesus quotes now from that book of Deuteronomy, saying, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Now, I believe that this app is a rather tough one for many of us as well, because we're often asked to make compromises ways in which to appease in our own life as well. We ask ourselves at times, do we work those overtime hours to make more money for our family? Or do we go home at a normal and reasonable hour and spend time with our family? Or do we save money by buying products that we know are manufactured in countries where workers are exploited? Or do we pay maybe a little bit more for those products that are fairly traded? Or do we push for, say, better environmental standards, even though we know that when we protect the environment, we hinder certain types of industries? You know, these are all, I think, tough choices. And none of them simply breaks down into good versus evil or God versus the devil. But what Jesus is asking us to do here is to put God ahead of ourselves, to put God's interests above our own interests. And certainly Jesus could have had great earthly success if he had chosen to worship the devil, but instead he chose to focus on serving God. And finally, we have that last app, the Do Not Put God to the Test app. In his last temptation, the devil takes Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple in Jerusalem, and here he invites him to throw himself down, trusting in that promise given in the book of Psalms. His angels will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. And after hearing Jesus use scripture in his previous two responses, now the devil is getting a little bit more clever here. Clever enough to actually now try to use God's word as part of his own temptation. But once again, Jesus resists, going back a third time to that book of Deuteronomy, to the words, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Once again, Jesus trusts in the power of God to save him, but he's not going to tell God when and how to do it. And even at the end of his life, he does not ask God to rush in and to rescue him from the cross. But the promise of Scripture still comes true for Jesus as God raises him up from death to everlasting life. Now, if we're honest with ourselves, I think we have to admit that we've all put God to the test at one time or another. We've tried to bargain with God or maybe make promises in exchange for a particular type of help that we are seeking. And unfortunately, this is the same kind of a test, that testing of God, which Jesus refused here to do. If we avoid this temptation, we will be able to move closer to God and to find a greater sense of peace, a peace in God's will, and not a peace in our own will. So looking back at this entire temptation story that we have in our gospel this morning, we see that all of Jesus' choices enabled him to remain close to God and close to his divine agenda. Trusting God, serving God, and not putting God to the test. These are the three simple apps that Jesus used in his own time of trial. And they're good apps, ones that we can apply to our own struggles as well. So during the season of Lent, if we can change our habits, perhaps we too can change our lives, and maybe even find an app for that. Amen.